Hi, guys. First, we have some important business. We have some new Patreon supporters who we'd like to thank. Firstly, it's time for a roaring, trumpeting, whinnying, and bleating BKFK thank you to Vivian and Gabe. And there is a special girl in Australia who apparently had a Buy Kids for Kids birthday present. It's A-R-I-A-N-A. It's Ariana. Happy birthday, Ariana. And thanks to all our Patreon supporters for keeping this show going. And remember, listeners, if you want to perform on BKFK Storytime, just go to buykids4kids.co and click on Audition. Speaking of which, we have two wonderful kids from the United States joining us today.
I am Samuel McCormick from Massachusetts, and I do not wear regular headphones.
I'm Lucia from Westchester, and I really like sushi.
Thank you, guys. Good to have you with us. Let's get on with the story. Wally Dad. Once upon a time, there lived a poor old man named Wally Dad, who lived all by himself in a mud hut just outside the nearby town. Every day, Wally Dad cut and bundled wild grass, which he sold as animal feed. And every day, all the old grass cutter earned was 3 copper coins. He spent 1 coin on food, 1 coin on clothes and any other needs, and he saved 1 coin in a pot he kept hidden under the floor of his hut. Wally Dad lived happily this way for many years until one evening he realized that his pot was overflowing with all the coins he had saved.
Whatever am I going to do with all this money?
He wondered to himself.
I have everything I could possibly need. Nothing I could buy would make my life any happier.
The next day, Wally Dad staggered with his pot of treasure to a jeweler's shop and spent all his money on a beautiful gold bracelet. Then he visited a rich merchant who was a friend of his.
Will you please do something for me?
Wally asked.
I have heard the Princess of Khaistan is incredibly clever and kind-hearted. Next time you're passing the palace, please take her this bracelet with my compliments.
The merchant's jaw dropped in amazement, but he did as Wally Dad had asked. The princess was so delighted that she insisted on sending a gift back in return. When Wally Dad saw the merchant arriving at his hut with a camel load of fine silks, his face fell.
What's all this about?
He asked.
I can't possibly do anything with all this costly stuff. Do you know anyone who might want it?
Pondered the merchant.
The Prince of Nicobad is a very noble person. I'm sure he would put it to good use.
Perfect,
replied Wally Dad.
Please give it all to him.
On the merchant's next journey to Nicobad, he gave the silk to the prince. A few months later, the merchant returned to Wally Dad's hut with 12 healthy-looking horses. A sign of gratitude from the prince.
Oh, no!
Groaned Wally Dad, looking at the horses.
What am I meant to do with all these wonderful creatures? I'll tell you what. Keep 2 for yourself and take the rest to that lovely princess in Khaistan.
The merchant went off once more, delighted to be of service. The princess was flattered, but also puzzled, at the generous gift of the horses.
Who is this Wally Dad, and why does he keep sending me gifts?
She asked her father, the king.
If it's making you uncomfortable,
the king advised her,
then let's try to discourage him. Send him a gift so valuable and luxurious that he cannot possibly match it, and then I'm sure he will stop.
So the merchant returned to Wali Dad's little hut with 20 noisy donkeys loaded with sacks of silver.
No! Blast!
Cried Wali Dad in horror.
I have no need for all this wealth. The silver will just attract robbers. Please, dear friend, take them away.
He begged the merchant.
Keep 2 mules and the loads for yourself, and take the rest to that noble prince in Nekabad.
But when the prince received the 18 mules and their sacks of silver, he was just as puzzled as the princess. As a result, the merchant returned to Wali Dad's hut with 20 horses, wearing golden bridles, 20 camels, carrying bags full of gold coins, 20 elephants, with piles of valuable fabric on their backs, and 20 uniformed servants to look after them all. At this magnificent sight, Wali Dad sank to his knees, shaking his head and sobbing in despair.
Oh, no, 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 no!
The old man kept repeating.
This is a disaster! I have no need for such riches at all!
He clasped his merchant friend's hand and begged him to take 2 of each animal for himself and then deliver the rest to the princess of Khaistan. So the merchant set off again with his caravan of riches. This time, when the princess's father saw the amazing gifts, he thought he knew why Wali Dad had sent them.
This great man must want to marry you, my darling,
the king told his daughter.
And he's so devoted and generous that maybe he's worth considering. Maybe we should pay this Wali Dad a visit.
So a great caravan was prepared for the princess and the king and their attendants, with vast numbers of elephants and camels and horses.
And now, my dear fellow,
said the king to the merchant,
lead us to Wali Dad.
The merchant nervously agreed, knowing that this would not end well, and off they went. After weeks of traveling, the merchant halted the caravan about 1 day's ride from Wali Dad.
Please wait here and rest, he asked of the king and princess, while I go and announce your arrival to Wali Dad.
Of course, Wali was devastated at the news.
I'm so sorry,
he sobbed to the merchant.
I've brought disaster upon us both. I have no wish to marry the princess. I'm quite happy with my normal life. I'm so sorry.
With no idea of how to get out of this mess, the merchant gloomily trudged back to the caravan. Before sunrise next morning, Wali Dad left his little hut.
The only solution,
he thought,
is to run away as far as possible.
He hadn't gone far down the road when he was stopped by a stranger coming towards him. There was something rather peculiar about him. He shimmered strangely in the morning light.
Your pure heart will be rewarded,
the mysterious stranger said.
Now go home, everything will be fine.
Wali felt calmed by his words, so he turned back to go home. But when he did, he noticed that instead of his plain rags,
he was now wearing jeweled robes. And where his little hut should have been standing, there was now a splendid palace. When the merchant arrived with the caravan, he found Walidad dressed finely, sitting before his sumptuous palace. He could not believe his eyes. The princess and king were delighted by Walidad, and they sat comfortably, enjoying simple, friendly conversation.
"I must be dreaming," gasped the merchant.
Suddenly, the caravan arrived at the palace, and this time, the Prince of Nekabad was shown in to see Walidad. When the prince locked eyes with the princess, they fell instantly in love. Before long, they married in Walidad's wondrous palace. Before happily returning to his work in the fields, Walidad blessed them, although he was very careful not to give the couple any wedding gift at all.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.